This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome back to the program Preston Bryan. He is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Preston, how are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Hey, Coy. Happy New Year to you. It's been a while since we've chatted, and I'm glad to be back on the program.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been really looking forward to it. Now, I hope Santa was good to y'all and that your family had a joyous holiday season.
We did indeed. Liz and I live in Richmond, but we went back to Lynchburg for Christmas Day and then had a very great day with our family.
Wonderful. Now, before we talk about a bunch of stuff, I've got to ask you, though, the big headline locally here is Biscuit Run, this new state park. It started out a few years ago. Local developers wanted to make what would have been the largest neighborhood in the history of Albemarle County with over 3,000 homes. Of course, that was back when the real estate market was a little different. And you fast forward a few years, and we are looking at what will be Virginia's newest state park right here just south of the city.
That's right. I think it's a great victory and a great win for the Charlottesville area, for Albemarle County, 1,200-acre state park. I should say that the Department of Conservation and Recreation has identified a deficiency of state park or a nearby available state park to the Charlottesville area for more than 20 years. We've had on the drawing board the need for, we've identified the need for 20 years, the need for a state park in the Charlottesville area. And so this came along at just the right time, under admittedly, not to have been foreseen circumstances. This opportunity presented itself, and we had some cash sitting around that had been voter approved for land for park purchases, and it just a lot of synergies came together at the right time to make this a good deal for the Commonwealth and a good deal, I think, for the citizens of Albemarle County and the greater Charlottesville area.
Yeah, we're talking with Preston Bryan, the Secretary of Natural Resources for Virginia. And just to take a minute to underscore the fact of good deal that, the public is really getting a good price on this land, from my understanding.
Right. It's 1,200 acres, and the Commonwealth is paying $9.8 million in cash. About half of that is state funds that were set aside as long ago as 2002 that we have been holding in a piggy bank for parkland acquisition. This deal came along at just the right time. The other half of the money, roughly the other $5 million, is federal money that comes to Virginia to VDOT, of all places, but it is earmarked specifically for what we call enhancement projects, beautification projects, buying parkland adjacent to scenic byways, and Route 20 is a scenic byway. It's right in the Monticello viewshed. So even the federal money that we got was set aside specifically for just this kind of purpose. So as I said, we had a lot of synergies sort of come together at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to do something really nice for tourism as well. And I didn't think about this. It was pointed out to me yesterday. We're talking about a state park right near Monticello, right near UVA, right near Ashland Highland, right near the Blue Ridge. Right now we have nothing like that. This is just going to be fantastic, and we're going to see a lot of folks from around the country who will want to come and perhaps camp in that state park and visit some of the sites here locally.
Absolutely. It's really extraordinary. Just to put it sort of in context, just this year in 2009, our Virginia state park system, and we have about 35, now 36 state parks, had a record year. Even in these these tough economic times, we had an increase in our visitation to state parks, more than 7 million people, about 7.2 million people. And our studies show that those state park visitors were responsible for about $170 million of economic development impact, sales taxes and, hotel lodging and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
In localities. So we think it'll be a great deal for the Charlottesville area.
That is a good deal. That's exciting. I'm one of those people that helped out with those dollars. First Landing State Park is my absolute favorite, and I drag the kids down there to stay in the cabins. And for folks who've never been there, that is one of the prettiest parts of Virginia. It's just absolutely beautiful down
there. Right. First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach is the number one, the busiest state park in our system.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Do you have a favorite?
I like Douthat State Park over in Bath County, and I like Hungry Mother State Park down in Smith County.
Yeah,
with Westmoreland State Park, obviously, in Westmoreland County on the Potomac is very nice. So I've been fortunate to get to a lot of state parks around Virginia, but those are probably three of my favorite.
And we're talking with Preston Bryant, Secretary of Natural Resources. Is Kiptopeek a state park?
Kiptopeek is a state park.
Somebody told me that I need to go there.
Eastern Shore. It's terrific.
Somebody said that that's a really beautiful place that a lot of people don't know about.
It is, and you can do camping there. It's a really wonderful park. It's a very highly visited and highly desired park by our park visitors.
And it's just over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, right?
It is, just within a mile or two once you get off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel onto the Eastern Shore. It's on the bay.
Now, speaking of the Chesapeake Bay, what's the latest? I know throughout your term that's always been has been a constant front burner issue for you, and that you've devoted countless hours to this very subject of a very complicated issue of what to do with one of Virginia's absolute greatest natural and historic resources, the Chesapeake Bay.
Absolutely. We have spent the last 4 years working on Bay-related issues, and I should say Governor Kane has spent the last 4 years on local Bay issues, but it all circles back, really, to local water quality. The Chesapeake Bay watershed in Virginia roughly runs from Fairfax County down to Lynchburg and Campbell County, so it's about half of the state. So that means right there in the Charlottesville and Albemarle area, the streams that are in people's backyards that flow into the river, that flow into the James, that eventually makes its way to the bay. So it all starts at home when you talk about water quality. It all starts, we talk about the bay, but more importantly, we talk about local water quality, because what goes on in your local stream, in effect, is what goes on in the bay. So, you know, we've spent just the last 4 years, despite the economic downturn and the loss of state revenue and such, we spent just over $1 billion in this four-year period, which is a record amount, on local water quality and Chesapeake Bay restoration. Much of that has come to improvements or upgrades into local government's water sewage treatment plants, so much so that we were able to announce back in December of 2007 that Virginia will meet our sewage treatment plant upgrade goals that were set back at the beginning of this decade. There were 2010 goals, and we were able to calculate in 2007, because of the investments we're making, because of the construction schedules that local governments are doing with their sewage treatment plants, we will meet our Chesapeake Bay goals for or relative to sewage treatment plant improvements. Beyond that, a lot has gone on with the partnering with farmers, especially in the valley, right there in your listenership. The farming community has really stepped up to the plate to partner with the state and with local governments and with conservation and environmental organizations to improve their on-the-farm practices so that farmland runoff is controlled to the extent possible. The farming community has really stepped up, I'm very proud to say.
Yeah, we're talking with Preston Bryant. He is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And Preston, I know from talking with the really talented and brilliant folks down at VIMS, that Virginia Institute for Marine Science, that the task before us with trying to clean up the Chesapeake Bay is just incredibly daunting. I mean, and there's just a number of factors that play into it that just make it a very difficult issue, no matter how you look at it.
I agree. The folks at VIMS, they are, by law, they are one of our principal agencies that advise us on Bay-related matters. But the three big sources of our sewage treatment plants, stormwater and urban runoff in cities and highly developed areas, and then farmland runoff. And so those are the three big sources, and VIMS has been very helpful in helping us develop a strategy over the years to attack pollution at these sources.
Yeah, and you think people are getting the message that they realize that, you know, what you do in Albemarle County is actually going to impact the Bay in a pretty severe way?
Absolutely. Obviously, a lot of what we do is public education to get people to focus on precisely what I just said, that, you know, what happens on a farm in Shenandoah County or Page County or Warren County or Augusta County impacts what happens in the Chesapeake Bay. The sediments, the nutrients, the nitrogen that runs off, the fertilizer that runs off into the local stream and eventually makes its way to the James River and to the bay. I mean, that impacts what happens to the bay. People are increasingly very, very aware of that, and we, you know, homeowners are taking responsibility. We see companies like Scott's, the famous Scott's Turf Builder, that we have struck a voluntary kind of memorandum of understanding with them that they are putting less phosphorus into their bags of fertilizer to help, you know, they're trying to do their part, and they still put out a very high quality product that people can use on their yards, but it cuts down on the nutrients that flow to the streams and to the rivers and to the bay.
Yeah. We're talking with Preston Bryant. He is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Greg is on the line. Greg, you're on with Preston Bryant. You go right ahead.
Hey, Preston, how are you? Nice to meet you. I have a question. The National Forest allows people to get wood permits for dead wood and mineral permits to get stone and stuff out. Would the state park system ever consider something like that, seeing how people might need wood to heat their homes and stuff like that, to issue permits for those types of resources?
Greg, that's a very good question, and to give you the clearest answer I can off the top of my head is I doubt it. Our state parks are anywhere from 600 acres to 1,200 acres, and some are much larger. The one in Chesterfield County, Pocahontas, is 8,000 acres. But typically, generally speaking, our state parks are very small, whereas when you're talking about the national forests, George Washington and Jefferson National Forests, you're talking about 200 just in the Shenandoah Valley, Shenandoah National Park itself is 200,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the national forest, you're talking about millions of acres. And so the federal government has ability to do those kinds of things, whereas the state does not, just because we have very, very small parks relative to the national park. So I would doubt that we would be able to do that. But very good question.
I just thought maybe like all the deadwood and stuff was a sort of a fire hazard, and they might have an issue where on special conditions people could come in and do stuff like that.
Right, and that is something that we have thought about, in so much as where there have been deadwood along the rights of way, we have had energy companies that are biomass companies. You know, they burn wood chips. They have wanted to come along and work with VDOT, for example, to clean up a lot of the already fallen debris,
right,
so that they can use it to turn into wood chips and then to generate electricity. But it's a very good thought that you're having, and we have been approached.
Stuff go to waste.
exactly. Of course, also dead wood that falls, contributes to fire hazards, but also it has a positive impact that it can contribute to the soil,
right.
good soil conditions and wildlife habitat and all of that. So it's a very broad, very, very complex question, but it's a very good question.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, Greg. Thank you.
Greg, take care. Thank you so much for the call. We got a line open on line 2 at 977-1070. We're honored to be talking with Preston Bryant. He's the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Hey, Preston, share with us some of your insight about how this new administration in Washington, how that plays out vis-a-vis the states and natural resources and the work you do at the state level. Have you seen any significant changes in some of the initiatives coming out of the Obama administration?
You know, I'm very pleased to say that we have seen we have developed a very close working relationship with, for example, the Environmental Protection Agency. And one big example of that is when Virginia and Maryland worked very closely with the Obama administration and the EPA and on the Chesapeake Bay matters, and the president back in May of 2009 issued the first ever presidential action. It was an executive order on bay restoration. That presidential action, that presidential executive order back not quite a year ago, is probably the single most significant action the federal government has taken relative to Chesapeake Bay restoration in the last 25 years. And in short, what the executive order does is it corrals about a half dozen or more federal agencies, whether it's EPA or Department of Transportation or the U.S. Department of Agriculture or what have you, even the Department of Defense that has a lot of military installations in our coastal areas. It rallies all of those federal agencies to put their heads together and focus on what they can do in a leadership way for bay restoration and working hand in glove with the state. So to answer your question and to use that example, yes, we have a very close working relationship with the Obama administration and most specifically on Chesapeake Bay related issues.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's very exciting. And I have to say, Governor Kaine, obviously he has a very close professional and I would say personal relationship with the president. And you know, Governor Kaine has, as you know, over the last year, has been focused on Virginia's natural resources. And you can even see that in the official portrait of Governor Kaine that was just unveiled yesterday, where for the first time ever, a governor's official portrait was an outdoor landscape. Governor Kaine is painted standing beside the James River. And that really speaks to his commitment to Virginia's outdoors, natural resources, and how he wants to be remembered historically. But he is, that's who he is personally, and he has been able to take that personal commitment to Washington to meet with the president and with the EPA and others, all for the benefit of Chesapeake Bay in particular, but Virginia's natural resources more broadly.
Preston Bryant, he's the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Before we let you go, I have to ask you about sort of where your job and maybe economic development sort of really intersect is this growing idea and this theme and push for clean energy in America. And would you talk about that a little bit, how some of the changes you've seen and some of the initiatives perhaps going on in Virginia that you're excited about that we can put a spotlight on, and perhaps some positive changes that we're seeing in Virginia?
Absolutely. The first thing that comes to mind is that Governor Kaine, really for the first time ever, expanded kind of the Natural Resources Secretariat's portfolio, if you will, mine, to work on energy issues. Now, you know, in Virginia, the energy issues really fall within the Commerce and Trade Secretariat. The Commerce and Secretary of Commerce and Trade, Pat Gottschalk, and I, our offices are literally right beside each other, so we are able to physically collaborate a great deal. When the Governor Kaine wanted us to put together, for the first time ever, a statewide comprehensive energy plan. How, you know, what is Virginia's energy potential, especially green energy? Whereas historically that would have been an assignment given to Secretary Gottschalk in Commerce and Trade, the governor said, I want you two to work on it together. I want it to be a 50-50 joint proposition between natural resources and commerce, so that we're looking at both the supply side and what it means economically for Virginia and how Virginia can continue to grow, but also we don't do so and forsake conservation and energy efficiency and its impact on the environment. So we put together a nearly 200-page document that Secretary Gottschalk and I and our staffs worked on together for an entire year. And so I think, and that has now become really the policy of the Commonwealth. And so the new administration coming in, Governor McDonnell, and his administration will be able to build upon the work that the Kaine administration did on energy policy. And I think that's going to be a long-lasting, very positive effect that policymakers at the state level and all the way down to the local level can have going forward. I think it's one of our big legacies, frankly.
Now, you are moving on to new challenges here as the McDonnell administration moves into office?
Yes, Governor McDonnell, as expected, and I had always planned to return to the private sector. I'll be returning to the private sector. My wife and I will stay in Richmond, and I do expect to continue working on economic development and environmental and energy related issues, and I hope to be of as much support to the new McDonnell administration as I possibly can be. It's in the interest of all Virginians that we continue, both in the public sector and the private sector, focusing on this together.
Preston, I just want to take a moment to thank you for your service to Virginia and all that you've done for the communities across the Commonwealth. You should be really proud. You've done a marvelous job.
Coy, thank you very much, and I've really enjoyed our occasional chats on the radio.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.